This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind. Scott Hannon here. Hello, folks. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, here as well. And we welcome your calls, your questions, your comments at 800-228-0550. You can tell us what's on your mind. Started the program talking a little bit about the NFL's inability to make any kind of sense whatsoever. Saying in a press conference yesterday they believe everyone should stand for the national anthem, but they're not going to do anything about it. And basically saying, well, it's only about a half a dozen players now that continue to kneel for the national anthem, and we're going to try to continue to work to put that to zero, which they could do in a nanosecond by adding one rule to that of 9 million. In fact, they already have the rule that says you stand for the national anthem. They just don't have any penalty for it where they do everything else. Tim Tebow, you kneel for a prayer? Oh, boy. You're going to get fined. Yeah. Oh, you can't put that sticker on your helmet saluting, standing up for fallen heroes in Dallas. Police officers can't do that. Nope. But you can kneel for the playing of the national anthem. Unbelievable. So talking a little bit about that, but also talking a little bit about the controversy over President Trump and how he communicates his condolences to the families of fallen soldiers. Chatted with Kevin Skunas, farms up by Arthur, North Dakota, a little bit earlier, previewing my visit to the farm on Monday. Kevin has invited me up there for harvest. So I'm doing a farm. I better do a ranch, too, right? Don't you think, Todd? But if I spend a day on a farm, I got to spend a day on a ranch. Keep this fair and balanced between our farm and ranch families of fine listeners. And already, shortly after my chat with Kevin, I got an invite to, and actually I've had this invite before, I just haven't taken him up on it. Doug Hilly, who ranches near St. Anthony, said I'd host your ranch experience. I said, done deal. Done deal. So we'll work that out too. So let's get back to the phones here. 800-228-0550 is the way you call us. Text us, Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054. Those are texts or emails, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Dave emails, Scott, you're right on. I'm done watching the NFL. I wish everyone would stop. If we all stop, we could send a strong message reminding them where their money comes from, the fans. I just think it's a good time to remember, and I guess just reset a little bit on, okay, how much of our energy is going towards a football game? Is it the equivalent of our concern over this country? $20 trillion in debt? Battles with enemies like ISIS? Open borders? I happen to believe, personally, this is my own personal belief that I take into every day, that we have a American Holocaust that happens, and we sort of slumber about it. And that is that 55 million children's lives have been ended since Roe versus Wade made it legal. I mean, does that deserve 10% of the effort we put into wanting our team to win? Just think about it. Matt and Dickinson, we didn't get a chance to finish with your comment before the break. You're up next. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, there's so many different ways to protest. Why do you have to do it and disrespect our flag and disrespect our soldiers? Go march. Go do something else. You know, I'm sure there's plenty of other ways you can do it without making your entire sporting establishment look bad and getting booed off the field, right?
You'd think, wouldn't you?
You'd hope. it just really irks me that that they're getting away with stuff like this. Find a better way to do it. You know, You don't have to do it on company time. I really believe that they...
Okay, but you've clearly got some, you know, Jesse Jackson types that I don't think, Matt, you or I having a conversation with them is going to change their mind, right? They're just in that mode. So what is our recourse then? What do we do as a result? And that's why I'm saying I think it's worth a reset to say, you know, am I maybe this is my wake up call, but they're getting too much of me. They're getting too much of my bandwidth, you know? Maybe
absolutely.
I can do something different.
Stop watching. I encourage everybody to stop watching. I think that the whole NFL should pay the price until they get on the same page. As you know, if you want to protest, do it on your own time. And you know, if I was to do something like that wearing my company shirt or something, I would be reprimanded by my company because I am making them look bad. You know, I just think that that's the way it should be. Do it on your own time.
Appreciate the thoughts, Matt. Thanks a lot. Others welcome. Brandon in Aberdeen, South Dakota. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Scott. I love a lot of the responses that we're getting, you know, that our side has to the left on the whole NFL argument thing and stuff. But in my opinion, there's one response that we have that basically just answers every one of theirs because they keep changing their story, you know, saying, oh, well, it's not about the anthem. Well, okay, but the players have the right, even if it is about the anthem, the players have a right to do it, so on and so forth. Our one response that answers all of their arguments is, you know, they may have the right, but that doesn't make it right. To me, the anthem is a special time set aside for one particular cause, and it's a very worthy cause. And they are the ones hijacking that time for, you know, and trying to change it to, you know, something else, trying to change it into a different cause. And, you know, that's not acceptable. You wouldn't, nobody except for maybe a Democrat or something would walk in, do a eulogy at a funeral and start giving a political speech about health care, you know, because the guy died, got sick and died. It's not the appropriate time, you know. A funeral is a time set aside for something else entirely, you know, not politics. So, and that's what the anthem is. It's a time specifically set aside for honoring the country, the flag, and it's supposed to be for what binds us together and brings us together, even when we disagree politically.
They don't care, Brandon.
Yeah.
I agree with everything you said, and others have said it. Here's a texter says, white, black, oriental, Indian have fought and died for freedom and the flag. This is not a race issue. It is about love and respect for America. And, it's the same thing to what you're saying, but they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care about anything you just said. Neither does the NFL.
Right.
Neither does Roger Goodell. Neither do these owners. I don't know if they're more scared of the players' union or, you know, the controversy that's come from this, and they've never seen anything like Donald Trump, who takes the bully pulpit of the presidency of the United States and says what a lot of us are thinking. This is wrong. Don't do this.
Nope.
So what do you do about
it? You're exactly right. They don't care. But, you know, posing that argument basically, you know, lays it open as to what really is behind it, because they sometimes try to make arguments that, you know, showing how benign their you know, actions and protests are, but they're not. You know, they don't have benevolent intentions. They are critical and antithesis to, you know, what we hold dear in this country.
In my mind, they ought to pay a price for that. I appreciate your comments, Brandon. Well said. Dan and Bismarck, your take.
Quick, what I would really think would be cool is right prior to the national anthem, if whoever was singing it just took a second and asked for a moment of silence and then led the stadium in the Pledge of Allegiance, I think that'd be excellent. And as far as watching football, I'm out for a walk, so I'm a little winded. On Veterans Weekend, there won't be any football in my house from Thursday to including Monday. So that's it. I hate
is that
them.
New? Is that new? Is that new, Dan? Is that a change for you?
Yes.
Yeah, so this is a reaction to what you're seeing, that you're just, okay, fine.
This is a reaction to what I'm seeing. And the, on Veterans Weekend, I don't think that anybody should be watching football. I don't think anybody should go to the games. I hope that would take off. And you hear a lot of people saying that, but I hope it's true.
Appreciate the call. So, now, I'm going to say before Todd does, what about Carson Wentz?
You know, that's too bad he's a part of that. You know, he happened to be a part of something that has grown, you know, without any fault of his.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of good players. There's a lot of good people that are wrapped up in this, but their organization has handled this horribly, and until they get the message and fix it, there needs to be pushback. Appreciate it, Dan. Thank you.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Need a snack? Head for Petroserve USA. Get the king-size Mars brand candy bars for 69 cents. Or Jack Link's sticks, the 2-ounce size, $1.89. The Kellogg's Cheez-It 3-ounce bags are only 79 cents. How about some Red Bull, 2 for $5? Or the Deli Express sandwiches, smoked ham and cheese on white. The Deli Club, oven-roasted turkey and cheese on wheat. Your choice, $2.29. All month long at Petroserve USA. You need a great deal for lunch, dinner, for breakfast? Head for Petroserve USA. Personal pan, hot stuff pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And, of course, when you fill up at Petroserve USA, you're filling up by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. Right there at a Petroserve USA location near you. Register to win $50,000 in Petroserve USA gift cards, too. Petroserve USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a soybean cyst nematode soil testing program again this year, free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Each farmer can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Soil testing bags from NDSU Extension must be used for the testing. Contact your local county agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thompson and Sons, online at hatandsons.com, as a matter of fact, hatandsons.com. And if you go there, well, I'll just go there with you right now. All right, I'm going to dial in on the website right now and walk you through where exactly I'd love you to go. So you get to HAT and Sons, and you click on commercial contract maintenance. Okay, it's commercial, and there's a little tab that comes down. And there's a little video that plays about Link Service at H.A. Thompson & Sons. And this video tells you all you need to know and also explain to you why so many companies have said, help, my bottom line is bleeding. The maintenance line item is out of control. The capital expense item is out of control. I need to do it a different way. These all-inclusive service contracts specifically designed to minimize system downtime, importantly, reduce equipment repairs, optimize productivity, lower your energy consumption costs, have virtually eliminated the need for emergency calls, which are spendy. So think about this. Think about this. One of those see the forest through the trees kind of deals. Okay? Under the commercial tab, watch that video, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. H.A. Thompson & Sons, hatandsons.com. All right, a boatload of text here, some calls to get to. What's on your mind? Tell me at 800-228-0550. Hey, Scott, great show. Thank you. These NFL clowns might as well be flying a Black Lives Matter flag because this is all about a race agenda. Thanks once again, Obama. That is part of the Obama legacy, isn't it? Good point. Dan in Rugby sends a note saying, I have an idea for an NFL protest the owners, players, fans, and president could get behind if everyone wanted real change for good. What if the NFL announced that until the city of Chicago does something and the more than 3,000 people shot, mostly minorities, no NFL game would be played in that city? I think things would change fast. And we could go back to uniting around the flag. A lot of common sense there in rugby. I like that, Dan. And if we watch that needle move the other way, in other words, the body count in Chicago goes lower and lower, we'd see a tangible result from that. Rather than some opaque, I think cops are bad. Oh? Let's go after the real problem. The black-on-black crime rates. Good point. Another texter says, your caller was right. There's a time and a place for everything. Trump's speech to the Boy Scouts about politics was not the time and the place. All right, don't exactly remember what that caller was about, but appreciate that. All kinds of new textures today. The NFL is done. They signed their own death warrant yesterday. If a business doesn't grow, it dies. And all those people who can't boo the players and then stay to cheer them, all the players are guilty if they don't stand up for the flag. Mac in Grand Forks says the NFL's true intentions have been exposed. Most of the fans that have left will not return. The NFL will continue to bleed. I'm okay with this, given how they've handled this. None of this was tough. Another texter. Does no one remember this? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. How can you use the privileges provided by what it stands for, but disrespect it at the same time? Fabulous question. Tyler says, couldn't agree with the caller Jeff anymore. We spent far too much time talking about someone exercising the rights that the very flag stands for. Let's talk about something important. By the way, I do not agree with their decision. Personally, I just don't think it's productive. I think it's productive if we do something with it. I think it's productive if we say, wait a minute. Is too much of my life devoted to who wins on Sunday, on Monday night, on Thursday? Could I better spend that?
Why is that only now being tackled?
Pardon me. It woke us up. I agree with you. That's not a new. It's not a new thing. Tackled. Yeah, I got that.
Like that.
Yeah, I did. Dwayne in Minot says, if taking a knee was really against the flag, I would agree with you. But of course it is not. If taking a knee was really against the flag, what do you think it is? You can't stand for the flag? hard time seeing it being anything other than against the flag. Myself. John in Moorhead, what's on your mind?
Yeah, say, I used to do some hail adjusting, and I figured out what the difference is between a ranch and a farm. What's the difference between a rancher that raises corn or a farmer that raises cattle? And the difference I figured out is the belt buckle and the outbuilding. If you have a big belt buckle, you're a rancher who raises corn. If your outbuildings are painted, you're a farmer who raises cattle.
Isn't that something? That's very good, John. The belt buckle is the, I will, well, now that I'm going to the Schoonis Farm on Monday and to the Hilly Ranch south of Mandan, I'll find out if you're, I'll find
check
out if you're
out
right.
The belt buckle and the outbuilding. That will tell you where you're at.
I love it, John. Thank you very much. Paul, Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next on the program today. Oh, Paul, we lost you. Call back, Paul. Mike, traveling, what's on the road? You're on the road. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Yes. One of the things that I find strange about the protest is that essentially it's the thing that they're protesting is the people, black people being attacked by police without or shot without due process or whatever, and the but this is in the context of an observance of a national pride. The national federal government doesn't really have to do with many of these things that they're protesting. As far as whether the NFL succeeds or fails, I don't watch it. Haven't watched it for a long time, partly because I find that sports are sporting athleticism should really be more about health and welfare of the individual, and you know, this kind of outsized observance of sports and multi-million dollar players and multi-billion dollar owners doesn't interest me.
Yeah, I mean, we could broaden this conversation quite a bit if we want to talk about, you know, how we each choose to spend our time. And that's the great thing about that flag. It gives us that freedom. I'm not suggesting that, you know, people ought to run around and have, you know, free time police deciding what's worthy of your time, what's not. That's for us to decide. I just think the whole stupidity of the NFL through this whole thing, of something so common sense, so basic, is something that they can bungle ought to cause all of us, at least in this case, to say, do they deserve my time? But that's up to you, obviously.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Hi, when it comes to Carson Wentz and the other good people that are in the NFL, I've got one reaction to that, and it was written, I think, by John Burke, but said by Thomas Jefferson, is that all that tyranny needs to thrive is for good men to remain silent. And I think that's they should take that to heart and speak up against that. Thank you.
Appreciate the calls. You can always leave a message when you call us by pressing 1 or 2 to chat with us live on the air on What's On Your Mind, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by the way, on the messages. So if you're cruising down the road, something really moves you, you think of something, then it's as simple as picking up that phone call on 855-200-1776, and then when we answer, just press 2 and leave a message, and we'll get the comment, we'll hear it, instantly sent to us, and probably make it on the next program, okay? Brought to you today in part by our friends at Pipers. Pipers.com has a great listing, and you can also call Pipers and get yourself that new fall catalog so you have all of their listings. 877-700-4099. Land auctions, real estate, land management, equipment auctions. Doing a lot more machinery auctions these days. Busy time, lots going on. In fact, today they're at the 12th Annual Western Dakota Land Auction that is underway. About a half an hour. That's taking place today. And Dunn County, about 550 acres. And also some Stark County land, some Grant County land. And so they do that Bowman, 699 acres out by Bowman. So check that out. Also, that Jorsted Retirement Farm Machinery Auction is happening next Wednesday in Regent. That's on the docket. And for our Minnesota listeners, Warren, Minnesota, Marshall County, Minnesota, about 240 acres next Tuesday. Check it all out at Pipers.com or call them at 877-700-4099 and have them send out a catalog free of charge. You'll like it. You can do a little dreaming. This weekend is a big, big, big hockey rivalry. In fact, I was just reading a text from a listener talking about this NFL controversy saying, that's why I watch hockey. Hockey's not politicized. Watch hockey. There you go. And of course, nothing like watching some great college athletes go at it. One of the great rivalries in college hockey, among the great rivalries of all sports at every level to me, is the University of North Dakota, University of Minnesota. And this weekend it's back, and it's at Ingolstadt Arena. The coach of the UND hockey team, Brad Berry, joins us now to talk a little bit about it. Coach Berry, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Scott?
Doing great. Great weekend last weekend at UND with the sweep over St. Lawrence, but also having that 30-year reunion, making us all feel old. 1987 national championship team. That was great fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun. It was great to see everybody back, and the majority of that team came back. And you know, our guys got a big spark out of it, knowing that these guys came before us and were a big part of our tradition and history. But also hearing your voice, Scott, doing the PA announcement and the old-timers alumni game, that was awesome.
I had to dust off dust off the old, microphone and go back to it. That was, it was a lot of fun. It sure was. And good to see everybody. And I, having had the honor of having so many, memories from University of North Dakota hockey over years, from the time that I moved to, Grand Forks in 1984, and all the people you meet, tradition, and that history, that legacy, what it means to the players to have pulled on that jersey. You just, being around the program, understand what that means, but I don't think, it's ever been done to the degree it's being done now under you, and it started under Coach Haxtell before you as well, to really, enshrine that kind of tradition, throughout the facility so that, potential new players come in and see that. And also the players who played before now recognize, my gosh, I'm thinking like Lee Davidson taking a look around, your facilities for the team, and Brent Bobick and, some players that haven't been back for a long time from that 87 team, looking at how much the history of University of North Dakota, the legacy of that hockey is enshrined throughout there, really, really inspires them as much as it, I'm sure, it motivates potential young players. You've really taken that to heart in a way. I don't know, is it done anywhere, even close to how it's done in the UND hockey program anywhere, Brett?
Yeah, I'm not sure about anywhere else. Obviously, I know how special it is here. We're very fortunate. It all started with, the Engelstad family and Ralph Engelstad. His experience here at North Dakota, him rising up in the business world and him giving back to our university and our hockey program here. And, it starts with him. That's the beauty of our program as far as our mentality and our culture and what we believe in. And, it's just a hard working blue collar mentality as Ralph was and how he earned everything. He had to earn everything every day. He got up and went to work, and it's the same thing in our world. We're very blessed and we're grateful to have these facilities and obviously our fan base. You'll see it this weekend in the Gopher weekend here coming in the town here, and our passionate fans look forward to it. But, when you peel all the layers back, I think the biggest thing is knowing that we have a chance to, recruit top-end players, but unbelievable character players as far as team first and having that North Dakota mentality. And that's the reason why they have a lot of successes, because everybody's on the same page and they believe in their team over the individual side of the game.
Yeah, it is. It is a museum to University of North Dakota hockey that is a part of the team facilities that is really incredible. I know there's videos of it out and you can see it and there's people have seen it, but to actually look at it up close and actual every jersey, so beautifully displayed in a case that has ever been part of the of UND hockey and every, all the player accolades, and when there's Olympians and when there's NHL players and when there's All Americans. And every single thing celebrated about, them is pretty incredible. And then just the amenities that the players have today that have changed, from those teams over the years. I was talking to Jody Hodgson, who does a wonderful job running Engelstad Arena, and he was telling me, how you feed your players is a big deal now, right? So even parents are coming in and asking what kind of nutrition is there for the kids, and most of the players eat most of their meals together right there at the arena, right, Brad?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think there's a purpose for that. We demand a lot from our student athletes, the time management that they have to drill down on and going to school and practicing and playing games and rest. It's time-consuming and it's stressful, and we want to make sure that, we take care of our players as far as, feeding them the proper food at the right times. And again, Jody Hodgson and the Ralph University here, they do an unbelievable job of doing that. That's a big deal for us. So, from a coaching standpoint, your guys are fueled and they're prepared and they'll give it their all. And then from a parental standpoint, from the student athlete, knowing that your son, or daughter at the University of North Dakota is taken care of because the word care resonates through our group here. So again, like I said, we're thankful for what we have, and we got to make sure that, we're respectful of that every day.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It really is incredible, and it's not unique. It is a competitive thing. It's how you recruit athletes, and these are things and questions that come up in the recruiting conversation. So you got to have the best of the best. Pretty interesting to be able to continue to do that. So let's talk a little bit about the weekend. And, it's funny. This rivalry has basically gone away because of the WCHA, the leave to the University of Minnesota made a decision to leave to the Big Ten. That led to really a change in the WCHA, a new league for the University of North Dakota. And so this longstanding rivalry where, you're playing every year, home and home, just it goes away. Yet, I don't get a sense that it's gone away for the fans. They're still pretty fired up about that. Is it for the team and for the coaching staff as well, still a big deal?
Yeah, it is. It really is. And, you know, I think there's, you got to approach it, you know, in a few different ways here this weekend. Obviously, you know, you're reliving the past of the rivalry, the tradition, the history, and the intensity of the series that we've never had for a few years. Now we're going to continue that every year. But I think you really have to kind of drill down and look at it as a non-conference weekend, regardless of the opponent you're playing, meaning that you have to take care of the business on a daily basis in practice to prepare your team. And I think a lot of times emotion will get in the way sometimes, whether it's positive or negative, you know, leading up to game time and in the game time. And you really have to be disciplined in the fact of how you want to control that emotion. Obviously, you know, Gino Gasparini brings up a great analogy back when I played and when he was coaching. He says, you know, when in these type of series, you got to get to the edge. It's like the edge of a cliff. You got to get to the edge of the cliff. Got to be on your toes. You can't go over the cliff, and you can't be 3 feet back from the cliff. You got to be right on the edge. I think that's a perfect analogy how to describe how we have to play.
What do we know about the Gophers this year? What do you expect in the way of a matchup here?
You know, I think they're a typical, you know, Minnesota team. They have tremendous skill. They have pace in their game. They get up and down the ice. You know, they're a team that, you know, that generates momentum by getting offensive opportunities. So, again, we're going to have to do a good job of a few different things. We're going to have to try to possess the puck, starting with faceoffs. We're going to have to try to, you know, play in there into the rink a little bit on ozone time. And then, obviously, when we don't have the puck, we got to be relentless with five guys checked and making sure that they don't have a lot of time and space because they are very opportunistic.
The rivalry of this, to me, I can't. I mean, I know in the old days, WCHA, we'd think about UND and Wisconsin. The Sioux Badger series was always legendary as one that was right up there. But to me, I mean, I just don't remember everything even comes close to that matchup between the Gophers and UND. And you know, I'm thinking of other rivalries as well. I mean, do you consider it the top rivalry? I mean, when you think of the sweep of Sioux hockey history and now Fighting Hawks, you know, where we at in a moment in time, is this one on top?
Yeah, you know what, it's right up there. I know there's a lot of parallels within college hockey as far as the rivalries, the traditions, you know, but this one dates back a long, long time. You know, this is the first game that started at the Ralph. You know, the very first game we played at the Ralph was against the Gophers. And it was for a reason. You know, I mean, it was a long, you know, history of tradition and a rivalry that, that it's great to be renewed again. So again, like I said, there's other good ones around the country and prominent ones, but this one here stands out probably, right top.
Which one would you say, has the potential to become this now with the NCHC teams? What is a, You got a favorite blossoming rivalry with anybody?
Well, I think, you know, us in Denver, that's a pretty good rivalry. You know, over the last few years, that's a great rivalry in itself. I think if you want to go, you know, proximity-wise, I would probably say us in Duluth, North Dakota and Duluth, or North Dakota and St. Cloud are growing. I'd say the Duluth one is probably really intense just because of the very similar playing styles. Aggressive and up-tempo and physical. So again, those are probably ones that are the ones that are starting to escalate in the new NCHC.
But none of them, the Gophers, the Bulldogs, you know, the Pioneers of Denver have that incredible fan base that is just so awesome. It follows UND hockey home and away, right? I mean, that's the differentiator in my mind.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and again, the Ralph has been jammed since day one here. And again, it's a destination. It's a weekend where people mark on their calendars the home games that we play at the Ralph, but also traveling on the road. You know, I mean, we got a tremendous fan base and, you know, the ones that come to mind are obviously New York City and Madison Square Garden last year, but even going up to Alaska, you know, thousands of miles away going up to Alaska.
There's the fans.
The plane is loaded with green, white, and black, and the rink is filled with our
fabulous
fans. So that does a lot. Yep.
Good luck this weekend, Coach. Thanks for the time.
All right, take care. Bye.
More coming up, folks, on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Petlich of Petlich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And Vince, Hot Springs invented the hot tub and the saltwater spa system. Tell us about how Hot Springs does it better than anybody else.
Well, we did invent the hot tub, portable hot tub, that is, in 1977, and have truly been an industry leader throughout the last 40 years. It's our 40th anniversary. In 2009, we introduced the Ace saltwater system, only hot tub company out of over 100 manufacturers where we actually make our own saltwater system. It's called Ace, and it's very unique in how it works compared to most salt systems, in that we're making five natural organic cleaners, including high-energy active oxygen, which is great for the skin and it kills bacteria.
You have a video on your website talking about other brands that are claiming to have a saltwater system that is not so. Remind us why you'd want a saltwater system.
Well, on most hot tubs out there, you don't, because it truly, a salt system in the way it was designed will void the hot tub's warranty. Here's where Ace is different, in that we're not just a chlorine producer. We're producing five different cleaners through our technology. I'm not going to get into it, but it's diamonds. We're producing five different cleaners, including high energy active oxygen. And why you'd really want it, the water feels great, it smells great, and you don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out. It's a great experience.
Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, why not too? Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Check out that website to learn more about Hot Spring Spas Ace salt water system.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Says an emailer, Tim Tebow was never fined for praying. I did a quick Google search and could only find articles saying he was never fined. Can you give your audience a reference of the finding of which you spoke, please? I think he was threatened with a fine if he didn't stop kneeling. Wasn't that the deal? I don't know that he was actually fined. I think it was, you can't do that. If you do, you'll be fined. So that's how they did that. But they're not doing that with the players now. Why? I have no idea. I don't get it. Call earlier said, can you please play what Roger Goodell said? And as I said, he didn't say a lot. He did say everyone should stand. The NFL believes everyone should stand for the national anthem. He did say that only about a half a dozen players continue to kneel for the national anthem. We're going to try to work to put that to zero. So he did say that. He was asked, what are they protesting about? Here's what he said about that.
productive meetings with the players. You personally, do you understand what they're protesting, and can you explain your understanding of that?
Yes, they're very clear about it, and they're actually incredibly knowledgeable, articulate, and they spent the time to go into the communities and talk about that. And so they really, truly understand it. They're talking about criminal justice reform, whether it's bail reform, whether it's talking about sentencing, mandatory sentencing. They're talking about changes that I think will make our communities better, that there is bipartisan support for across our nation and that need focus. They're talking about what we can do to support them to effectuate that legislative change. And that's, again, very, very positive. They're talking about equality issues, making sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to give people an opportunity, whether it's in education or economic, and what we can do to try to effectuate that. And we believe with the players that we can help them, we can support them. And those are our issues, national issues, American issues, that are all important to deal with.
That's the end of the clip from Roger Goodell, the NFL. All right. Bail reform. Everybody knows what they're talking about. Yeah, bail reform. Yeah, well, I've heard that a lot. What in the world? And by the way, that's a nice dodge, because this has been about the Black Lives Matter movement. That's what it's been about. Cops bad. Cops bad. You know. Now, conveniently, it's about bail reform? Are you kidding me? You need to take a knee to effectuate change in bail reform? Wow. We are brought to you on What's on Your Mind in part by our friends from the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Great resource at secureenergyfuture.com to find out about the more than 15,000 good-paying jobs in North Dakota in the coal industry, about the billion in personal income and $3.4 billion in economic impact and $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers. How about that? We are also a state with electricity rates are among the lowest in the nation, and among only, I think it's 12 states now, that meet all federal air quality standards. That number just recently changed. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. All right, back to some calls and emails and texts in our final minutes here on What's on Your Mind for Thursday. Tim, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to you earlier and about the flag, man. I can't get a flagpole right now, but I think I serve this great country, and I don't know why I didn't do this earlier, but I think I'm going to get a flag, and I'm going to put it up right in front of my house just to show that I will always stand for the flag, and I will never, ever kneel for the flag. And like you said earlier, when we were born in this great country, we won the lottery for living here.
We did, and I don't think enough of us, myself included, recognize that moment to moment, day to day, right? I mean, you're in it, and you live it, and, you know, little petty things become like, you know, whatever, challenges in your life, and you're focusing on that rather than how darn blessed we are just to be here. I mean, the poorest soul on this, in this country is still won that lotto, right, because of the opportunity that is here for them to change that as well. So, well said, Tim, and I think the idea of a flag is a good one. It's a good way to counter this and sort of channel the frustration. And I also think examining how you're spending your time. Is it on things that really, really matter? Because it's not going to matter who won or lost a football game when you die. It just isn't. You know?
No, it's not. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Tim. Well said. All right. Here's a call on another topic. We're talking about the controversy over the condolence calls from the president and how these get made political or something.
One of your previous callers said that you wouldn't do a protest or something like that at a family or a eulogy. However, years ago, I was at a remembrance service for Paul Wellstone, and that rather broke out into a lot more than a remembrance service. It was almost a political deal. I forget the guy's name. I think it was Rick something. But I would have to disagree with him. The left will do that.
Yeah, do you remember that? That was so horrible. Oh, my gosh. Incredible. I watched it. I wasn't there like you were, but I watched it, and I was like, I can't believe what I'm seeing. The NFL should fine the players that kneel and donate the same amount to inner-city police and residents coming together. Hey, there'd be a way out. It would stop, and they'd actually do some good. They can do all the good they want to do without kneeling. That's the crazy part of this. Texter says, Scott, that guy is wrong. The difference is ranchers and cowboys use horses and farmers use four-wheelers. Ho, ho, ho. I think, Todd, we have ourselves a fun Friday topic. What's the difference between a farmer and a rancher? We've had a few suggestions here today. I'll be on the farm Monday with the program. Yep, even in the combine. But I'm also heading west and doing a ranch soon, so I'll have my own answer, but I welcome yours, okay? We are out of time. See you tomorrow. We'll do a little more on that rivalry between UND and the University of Minnesota. We'll relive some of the classic matchups in the past with Kerry Eaves tomorrow, too. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.